For everybody else, he is my business partner, and so he is defending what he has said, because more than one.
Hey Tiff, are you on here?
Yes, I am. I was going to say, tell everyone to feel free to mute themselves as we're admitting everyone to the meeting. If everyone wants to mute themselves until it's their time to speak, just helps with the background noise a lot.
Yeah, agreed.
I have myself not recording because a kid could pop up at any point in time during this meeting.
Fair enough. I see a couple microphones. Looks like everyone's turned them off now.
Remember to go ahead and add your organization's name if you're here to represent an organization to the chat. You don't have to send it to me privately. You can just add it to the chat. But feel free to go ahead and mute yourselves until it is time, until you have something that you want to say. So,
yeah, we'll give it probably another 3 or 4 minutes. Tiffany, if you're okay with that. Just to make sure that everyone has a chance to get in. We're not used to everyone being online, so it's a little different.
And this is being recorded, so that way it will go to communications for them to add to our website. And if you don't know where to check Shawnee State's website under Student Government Association. Just search Student Government Association, and you should be able to find meeting minutes and agendas and so forth on there. And this recorded meeting should be on there sometime by next week. Brist and I haven't let anybody in the last probably like 2 minutes. So if you want to start, you're probably safe.
Then I'm going to call this meeting to order at 4:03. Moving on to 2, approval of the previous minutes. The minutes can be found on our Facebook and on our website when you go through Shawnee. Do I have a second? Okay, all in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Minutes are approved. Moving on to 3, approval of the agenda. It's also found on our Facebook and on the website. Do I have a second? All in favor, all opposed, and anything else? All right, agenda approved. Moving on to 4, attendance. If you haven't already, send in the chat which organization you're representing. And Lexi, can you go ahead and resend the presence code just in case someone missed it? And then before we move on to executive reports, we're moving on to 4.1. Dr. Bauer is with us here today. And I believe Ryan said he's wanting to speak. So.
Good afternoon. Yes, I wanted to not only say a few words to SGA today, but I also wanted to provide an opportunity for you to share some of your questions and concerns over that you may have generated over the first 5-6 weeks of the semester. Last time I met with SGA was, I think, back in March, when this whole thing seemed to get started. We had a meeting over in the annex. And I can tell you at that time that I was really hopeful that by summertime that we would get back to a more normal situation. And then I got to summertime and I was hoping that this fall that we would be back to a more normal situation. And I suppose it's getting a little bit weary right now for everybody. The situation that we have seems to be one that we're going to have to deal with for a while longer. I still remain optimistic that at some point, maybe as soon as early next year, that we can get back to a more normal situation. Let me just share with you a few, I don't know if you want to call them statistics or information that we have since the beginning of this semester. We are in week number 6. We have done, I think, relatively well in terms of transmission of virus on campus. If you follow the dashboard, which you're welcome to do, we update it weekly. I think we may have, since the beginning of the semester, we may have had 11 or 12 cases at this point. 3 of the cases that are on the dashboard were actually in the summertime. So relatively few cases. We have done some additional testing. I'm not sure how many of you have already been tested at this point, but the first round, we did take all of our student ambassadors and also our RAs, and they were tested the week before classes began. We were not really quite sure whether we would have the capacity to do more extensive testing. So at that point, we made a decision that we would only test those students who were symptomatic and employees that were symptomatic. We've changed now because the clinic has developed, I think, a much greater capacity. And I think for me, as well as for a number of other people, I think we're convinced that the more that we can test and identify those employees, students who are asymptomatic but are carrying the virus, and we can get them into isolation before they spread, the better off the campus will be. So we started that really almost 2 weeks ago, starting to test other groups here on campus. I can tell you that I was tested this morning. I'm not sure. Can you put a thumbs up if you've been tested already, if you've had a test? Yeah, it looks like quite a few of you have already been tested. I don't know what your experience was, but mine was pretty unpleasant. And I hate to say this because it might discourage some of the others from getting tested, but I have a really strong gag reaction. And when they put the little stick down my throat, I was very fortunate that I didn't have a big breakfast this morning, because I have a hunch that I would have lost it. It was quick, though, and it's over in just a few seconds. I haven't received my results yet. I'll hopefully get that momentarily, but I don't expect that I'm carrying anything at this point in time. I hope that all of you will take advantage of the testing. And it's really a point, not necessarily for you, because if you're asymptomatic and you have COVID, all the power to you, because you're in a good position. But at the same time, what we want to make sure is that we take every opportunity to restrict the transmission. As far as academically, I'm sure that most of you are at least taking one or more classes online or taking classes in some type of hybrid mode at this point. We did have about 40%, approximately 40% of our classes that were entirely online. The other 60% were either in person or done in a hybrid mode. So I think, you know, by and large, we're still able to offer a number of classes in person. But as you'll note from, if you've had experience with those classes, the density in the classroom is much less than what it would normally be. And I guess the only thing I could say about that is I really, really am looking forward to getting this past us so that we can move on to a situation where we can do things as we would normally do. As far as the rest of the semester, it obviously looks more and more like the rest of the semester will look like the first part of the semester. We are hoping that much of our classwork will be finished by Thanksgiving time, with the exception of maybe a final or two, so that we can get most of you home off campus for the holiday break a little sooner than we may normally do. Right now we are making plans for spring semester. We haven't solidified those plans as of yet, and at least at this point in time, we're still expecting to run the calendar as it is listed, as it's already been approved and is on our website. The only question right now we have is on spring break, and another number of other institutions have already move forward with eliminating their spring break and moving back the calendar so that spring semester starts a week later. We haven't made that decision yet. I would be really open to any of your recommendations on the spring calendar, what you see as being appropriate for the early next year, what we should be adopting. As far as everything else, I wish I saw a lot more students on campus, a lot more faculty on campus, but we're getting along as best we can. And I think by and large, I just have to tip my hat to all of you as well as your colleagues. It seems like everybody is almost universally following mask rules, following distancing rules. There are a few exceptions here and there, but I think we never really felt that we were going to get 100% adherence. As long as we can have as much cooperation as we've had, I don't see us having any problems with spikes during the rest of the semester that may cause us to have to change our schedule. And that's all I have to say at this point in time. I'd be open to hear any questions or any concerns that you might have that I might be able to address. I have a pad and pencil next to me, so I'm ready to jot down any notes that you might have for me.
Hi, I'm Caleb Carl, Zombie Education Defense President. I know you talked about spring semester and everything for spring break. And I know with me and my club and a bunch of us that have talked, us not having fall semester has really taken a big hit on like morale on students and stuff. So I think if all possible, I know the student body would probably be very helped with having spring break still in some capacity, even if it's just a Thursday or Friday added to a weekend or something.
Okay. Why don't you give me a thumbs up, everybody, if that's your thought also for spring break.
Dr. Bauer, I was also going to say kind of the same thing, because we're still getting a fall break with those 2 days off. And so if it was just that for in the spring where there was just something to help break up classes.
I had an opportunity to talk with the new president at Ohio State. They have gone to eliminating spring break, and their concern obviously is especially as we're moving into the next few months and into January, we not only have the virus, but we also have flu season coming in place. And I think their thinking is that by pushing back spring semester, the beginning of spring semester, they can avoid at least one more week of that overlap between the two. At the same time, I can also tell you that the backlash up in Columbus was pretty strong. The students there were not at all happy that spring break was being eliminated. They had already begun making plans for vacations, for other activities, and that decision wasn't well taken. How about any other questions? I noticed one that popped up there. Can somebody read that one? Let me go into the chat here and see what.
Well, we have a couple different questions for you, Dr. Bauer. When is someone able to get tested? Are there more walk-in testing dates for on campus?
We do have walk-in dates at least a couple of days per week that we have walk-in testing. And I'm sorry, but I can't tell you exactly what those dates are, but you can go visit the website or you can make a call to the health clinic and they'll be able to provide you with that schedule. As you probably know, we're trying to encourage different groups to get tested this week. We're bringing a lot of our faculty in. They're doing, at least for those faculty who are holding in-person classes this semester, they're being encouraged, cajoled, pushed, pressed to get tested so that we can get a little better sense of whether they have any disease in that area. I can tell you that right now, the first few weeks, I think we probably run over 300 tests. And if you follow positivity rates, they haven't been all that high. I think 3%, 2-3%, at least initially on those positivity rates. That's not too bad.
And Dr. Bauer.
What's that?
I was going to say, if at any point in time, you can go to the website and you can click on that. It pops up as soon as you hit the website. We'll see how we're keeping campus safe. If you click on there, it provides information about testing and things like that. So you can always go to that if first thing on the website.
All right, I'm reading Nathan Deaver. There you are, Nathan. I see you up there. So you think getting rid of spring break is a horrible mistake, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's a complete unnecessary risk. You're going to have students traveling. I mean, if you look at CDC guidelines, all it's going to do is could potentially bring something back on campus that's going to interrupt the little bit of normalcy that we actually have right now. I mean, being able to attend in-person classes, at least for engineering technologies.
Yeah. What program are you in?
Plastics Engineering Technology.
Okay, very good. I'm reading that there's some problems with testing. And that is having hours posted during the week. Is that true? Are we still having problems there?
I'll make sure to talk to Linda and see if there's a better way that we can communicate the hours, the specific hours, and to find out if we can go ahead and maybe add a weekend occasionally. So I'll ask her to try to come up with some publications for it.
Can I add something? I was getting tested a couple weeks ago, and I forget where on the university website, but it was under the COVID page or something. There was a PDF document that had specific walk-in testing dates and times listed for people that were asymptomatic. So I went to get tested, and the clinic was not open. And when I voiced this discrepancy to the lady at the front office, she was like, just like, oh, I don't know. So I don't know where the miscommunication was, maybe between the university and like the KDMC, people that we get in to do the test or whatever, but, it was just really frustrating because I walked there in the rain and then had to walk back a couple hours later when they actually were open. So, I don't know, maybe some better communication.
I'm certainly sorry about that, Katie. And I'll tell you, I can't tell you what the reasoning was other than I know that we have been changing days and times during these first few weeks. And a lot of it has to do with what we can get from KDMC, their ability to come down. And they've been very good about expanding their hours during the semester. The other part of it is we really have made a very intentional change in our strategy. We had thought during the first few weeks of the semester, once again, that we would only be testing those people who are symptomatic. Mm-hmm. But because KDMC has not only provided additional capacity, but they've been very, very good about turnaround. It's less than 24 hours turnaround on the testing. So we really would like to expand it beyond. We'll have walk-in days, but we also have days now that we're scheduling for people to sign up for hours. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that, I'm assuming you can do that, Tiffany. I'm not sure if you have any information on that. I just signed up for a time, and it was open to anybody who wanted to sign up.
Sorry, I was unmuted. I gotta unmute myself. All right. I think for faculty and staff, we've been sent a time. Like we were able to sign up for it, but for students, I think unless they've been invited, I know that housing students are getting specific emails. If you live in housing, don't be surprised if you don't receive an email requesting that your building get tested. They're selecting different buildings at different times. But I was looking on the app to see if I could find something specific to say, maybe I don't check the app enough, but does anyone know if they're posting each day the hours that they're open? Like, just is anything like that happening? Shake yes. Anyone got a yes or no? Okay, I'm going to make that suggestion that maybe every day that something is posted to the app about when the testing for when drop-in times are, but I'm not sure if they have extended that sign-up list to just everybody. I think it's just per what group they focusing on at a time, I think receives that sign-up list.
I'll follow up on that too. I'll see if I can get better communication on those hours.
Also, I would like to mention that a lot of the emails that we get for that, for the testing groups for resident, mine went to my clutter section instead of my actual inbox. So it'd probably be beneficial to mention to students to check their clutter section for their Outlook mail than just their standard inbox as well, because it could get lost in there. Mm-hmm.
other questions? Any thoughts on your mind? Okay, very good. All I can say from here on is just hang in there. This will be over soon. I'm not sure how soon, though.
Thank you, Dr. Bauer.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bauer. Moving on to five executive reports, 5.1 president.
Hey, guys. Welcome back for another exciting installment of Shawnee State University during COVID-19. We don't have a whole lot to go over today, or at least I don't. I don't want to speak for everyone else. I will tell you that I've been working pretty closely with Dr. Bauer. We actually met yesterday and discussed a few items. So we're going to start trying to address some of the issues that are coming up as they come up. So if you guys do have any issues, please let us know. You can email us at sga@mymail.shawnee.edu. That's the quickest way to get to us. There was something I was going to talk about, but I'll address it later. I think we have to vote on it. So other than that, that's all I've got. Briston, you're muted.
Yep, have to unmute myself. 5.2, Vice President. Hi, guys. Hope everyone's having a great week. I have nothing to report. So 5.3, Treasurer.
Hi, guys. I also have nothing to report.
All right, moving on to 5.4, Secretary.
Hi, everyone. Newsflash, I also have nothing to report.
And 5.5, Advisor.
Haley and I met. What did we add Haley to the agenda?
Not as of yet.
We haven't dissolved the
Haley and I
figured out which committee she's going to go on, so we got to find that.
Haley and I met, and I think that she's going to have a pretty good handle on the organization approval, and I have a feeling she probably has some for today. So she has done very well with that. And then we are, one of the things that I need everyone to be doing, a reminder, is putting even your Zoom meetings and your, I know that some of you meet through different formats with game. I know the gaming students meet through something, I forget what that's called, but remember to start to be using Presence and tracking your attendance with your events. Our assessment is using Presence. That's what Student Life is going to be using for our assessment aspect of things for the university. So just don't forget to be tracking, and we'll talk more about that down the road as we get closer to finalizing some things that we're going to be doing this year.
I do want to, Briston, I do want to add on to what Tiffany just said. Presence is an integral part of how we're doing things now, especially from the student government's perspective. No funding will go to a club unless their presence is updated and approved by the SGA. So it's very important. Even if you come to these meetings, if you haven't updated your presence, we cannot approve you. We cannot fund you. This is a very useful tool for the university to be able to track student engagement and things like that. So it is a core requirement if you wish to receive funding. So make sure you guys get that done. And I think Haley is going to be on top of it. She seems like she's really starting to get into it, but I will turn that over to her actually.
So I'm club coordinator Haley. That was new as of last week. So I just kind of want to tag along, make sure you're using Presence. Please put your events in there and update your roster if you haven't already. Put in your new officers. If you need help, you can email me. I have a few clubs I'll be approving. We'll be voting to approve later. But there's still a lot that they haven't updated it. And if you haven't updated anything, I will be emailing you guys. And unless you tell me in that email that you have no new members, your officers haven't changed, or you haven't had any events because you currently haven't put anything in presence, you're not getting approved because I have no proof that you're doing anything as of right now. So just please, please, please put your events in presence and update your roster if there have been any new members.
All right, thank you, Haley. So moving on to six, public views. Are there any public views for the week? Anything at all? All right, moving on to seven, committee reports, 7.1, academic affairs. That is me. Right now, we are not meeting in person, and I do not have a Zoom meeting set up. I will just be emailing people this week that are on my committee already just to get things in order. There's really no issues at this exact moment, but next week, I'll have a Zoom meeting set up at least for next week just to meet. So. Then moving on to 7.2, organizational affairs.
I will also be setting up a meeting. I had emailed everybody already, but towards probably the beginning of this week, I will be emailing you guys to let you know the meeting dates and everything.
Great. 7.3, student affairs.
I have spoken with my senators, and already assigned one to a committee. So I will just keep updating you guys as I find out new information. But as of right now, we don't have a meeting set up in place just because we don't have anything to discuss. So.
All right, moving on to 8, old business, 8.1, club approval. We didn't approve any clubs last week, correct, Ryan?
We were waiting for me to be trained, so no.
Okay, that's what I thought. Then 8.2, club funding. We did not have any club funding. 8.3, constitution vote. We did vote the constitution in. And 8.4, club coordinator, and that was Haley. So then moving on to 9, new business. We forgot to add in the special vote for current clubs. So. Who has the list of the clubs that we approved before for funding? Someone have that written down?
I have a list, yeah.
Okay, so if you want to read off that list for us, we are approving the extra $100 for these clubs because they were approved before the Constitution was voted in.
We have Chemistry Club, Delight Ministries, FGC Club at Shawnee State, Freestyle Comedy Club, Pre-Med Club, Psychology Club, Shawnee Game Developers Club, Saga, Skaggs House, Student Nurses Association, and Tri Beta and Zombie Education Defense.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve these clubs? All right. A second. And all in favor? Anyone against this? All right. These clubs are approved for the extra $100. Then moving on to 9.1, club approval. Haley.
So the clubs we're moving to approve this week have, they have all their stuff updated and present. So please make sure you're doing that if you haven't. But the clubs for this week are Intermission Christian Student Center, Dungeon Crawlers at Shawnee State, Math Club, MODA, and Political Science Club.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve these clubs? All right, a second. All right, thank you. And all in favor? Anyone against this? All right, these clubs are approved. Then moving on to 9.2, club funding. I motion to approve these clubs for $250 this semester. All in favor? Yep. All right, anyone against? All right, these clubs have been funded, and moving on to 10 announcements. Does anyone have announcements for clubs this week? Are we just going to start off with Eli, or does someone else want to go?
I can go I first. Does someone else? Okay, I can go first. Okay. We have Capture This for SPB. That'll be on Saturday from 4 until 7. I just posted it on the app, but we'll post the link there for the Zoom as well. That's the only event that I know that we're having for sure this week.
All right. Thank you, Eli. And Nathan, you had one?
Yeah, I actually have a couple. My first will be for the Political Science Club. We are starting our Register to Vote initiative. I mean, I know it's down to the deadline. Voter registration is this coming Monday. So tomorrow you guys will see flyers and posters going across campus with QR codes that take you to the voter registration websites for Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio. It's very simple to do. So we just want everyone to be able to vote and all that good stuff. My second announcement will be for Model Arab League. We are prepping our team for spring semester for the Ohio Valley Conference. Basically, we are going to we're planning to do it online, but we're also prepping for an in-person event if COVID magically goes away. So we're doubting that. So we're prepping to be totally online with the National Council. So if anyone wants any information on that, it counts as your international relations. It can count as your public speaking, gen ed class and stuff like that. You can reach out to me at dvoran@mymail.shawnee.edu and we can hook you up with that.
All right. Can I add to that? Yes, Tiffany.
I'm going to be sending out for the three different states. I am going to be sending out those same links tomorrow through Shawnee State email, just to remind students if they haven't. And I'd like to work with student government maybe to come up with something, some type of hashtag, and that students who vote, I know a lot of people are doing mail-in or they're voting, going to their precincts early. I was thinking maybe we try to do something when students vote that maybe we try to give them something. So I wanted to put that out in your ears, like something fun that we could do for students just to remind them, you know, just going and voting, you know, registering is good, but actually following through. So I will be sending out an email tomorrow with the links for all three states so people can register to vote if they haven't. A reminder, I did receive an email today that says that some students are having issues registering to vote because they're listing their campus address and not their home address. And so I think that's something other universities have found that students are having problems with because they tried to register with their campus address and not what their state ID is. So I'm not sure of the exact guidelines, but something to be noted. That's it.
Great. Thanks, Tiff.
On our lines with Tiff, I know for Ohio, you can go ahead and just keep your voting address, your home address, if you live on campus. Because it's only considered, it's not like considered a permanent residence. It's only like temporary. So you legally, you don't have to put your campus address. You can put it for back home and do mail-in voting.
Great. Lexi, you started to speak.
Yeah, the code word for today is going to be lazy smurf because we're all chilling on Zoom. So
I love it.
All right. Are there any other announcements for the week?
Briston, real quick, Tiffany, if you don't care, I don't know if you said you were going to already. Will you send us a message or an email letting us know what you need from us, and then we'll get a committee assigned to that and get it working.
Sorry. Yes. I would, like I said, I would like for you guys to kind of brainstorm and something that we could do student life and SGA together that would, do something, because I even thought about like something silly about, you know, rock the vote and something about our rock or people signing the rock if they voted, something to that effect. So, and even if people aren't on campus, we could write their names on the rock for them that said they rocked the vote. I don't know. I've got ideas. So
Okay.
All right, any other announcements? All right, moving on to 11, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? All right, second. All in favor? Any opposed? All right, meeting adjourned at 4:38.